This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Another local brewery is coming to Austin. I know we have a lot already. In fact, about 40, according to account maintained by craftbeeraustin.com. But there was a groundbreaking ceremony today on another one. And it has some deep connections to craft brewing in Texas and to Belgium. So let's bring in Texas Monthly Drinks columnist Jessica Dupuy to learn more about this. Thanks for coming in, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
What is this brewery?
So the new brewery that's breaking ground to begin its launch is called the Flemish Fox Brewery and Craftworks. And it comes to us from Christine Sellis.
A name that sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah. Sellis Brewery was one of the first craft breweries in the state of Texas dating back from the early 90s, which I know sounds like a young history here, but it is a significant history in terms of craft brewing in the state.
But they are not around anymore.
Correct. They're no longer around for a number of different reasons, but it was a brewery that has a lot of significance, not only for its mark in Texas, but also for its mark in Belgium as well.
Right, because you were saying the guy behind Sellis Brewing is also behind a beer that has become a global brand.
Yes, so Pierre Sellis is the original founder of Sellis Brewery. He is from Belgium, from a town of Hoogarden. That might be a name that people are familiar with. For this small town, this style of wheat beer, or white beer as they call it, was made in this region of Belgium for a long time. And in the 50s, those breweries started to kind of die out for whatever reasons in that area. But Pierre still had that recipe, and he, in 1965, I believe it was, revived that recipe in a small brewery that he owned at the time with this particular style of beer. Many people call him the godfather of Belgian wheat beer because he didn't let it die. Later, that beer was called Hoogarden, which is what we see now on a label today. Currently, that brand is owned by a very large conglomerate, InBev, and it's produced massively and obviously distributed across the world. But a lot of people don't realize that that was Pierre Sellis who was behind that. And really, that's what Christine is hoping to do with the Flemish Fox.
Because her father is no longer around, but he's passed away, but she owns the recipes.
She now owns these recipes. And so her hope is to kind of further the tradition that he started, definitely produce a lot of the original recipes that are beyond just the wheat beer that he had. She's also bringing in her daughter into the fold to take this on as well.
I've had Hoogarden before, but what typically would one expect from this type of Belgian beer, a wit beer?
I've actually brought in some Hoogarden if you would like
I
to
see
try
it, there.
It. A lot of breweries have wanted to kind of emulate this style of beer. And so I brought one in from another Austin brewery, Independence Brewing Company, called the White Rabbit. And this is a very similar style. So we can kind of taste them side by side and get a feel.
Sure, let's try.
All right.
So tasting the Hoogarden. It's very mild. I mean, it's very, you can imagine having this on a hot summer day kind of thing, which makes sense in Austin.
Well, there's a sweetness to it, some fruitiness, some citrus to it, but also a nice texture that, like you said, would be refreshing in the summertime. I'll taste that next to the White Rabbit.
The White Rabbit has more flavor characteristics. Mm. Again, I struggle to describe this with any skill, but definitely more of a stronger taste, a little bit more interesting of a taste than the Hoogarden, which is milder.
Mm-hmm. This goes to show when you have a product that's having to be mass produced at a certain level of consistency, you're going to get something, I think, that may not have as much texture or layering. And that's no knock against Hoogarden. It's still a really great beer. But what's cool about tasting it next to Independence is, yeah, you see these different layers happening, and they are still very concerned about consistency as well if they're canning their beers and selling them. But you're definitely getting a little bit of variance and a little bit more almost rusticity. It just feels like, dare I say, something craft.
Yes. More artisanal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something. The brewery is Flemish Fox. You can read more about it. Jessica Dupuy has a piece online this week at texasmonthly.com. Thanks for your time, Jessica.
Thank you.
Let's have a party, drink up.